Welcome to Conrad's Corner. My guest today is Matthew Birdsall. He's from Dayton, and how long from Dayton?
Wow, I grew up in Beaver Creek, Ohio, so I've been around the Dayton area my whole life.
And you also call yourself a poet?
Yes, sir, I definitely call myself a poet. I think if you're making an attempt to create something new with words, then I think that you're some sort of poet. Why not?
What makes it poetry for you?
Well, I think certainly it has to do with the look on the page. A poet chooses when to break the line, as opposed to prose where you just continue to write and it spills onto the page as such. A poet is more determined to make it known where he or she wants that line to stop.
Let's hear one or two.
Okay, the first one I'm going to read is called Just Business. I gave up on education in Mrs. Stalter's fourth grade class when I discovered that capitalism and idleness go hand in hand. I scraped off the yellow from my number two pencils with safety scissors and painted them wild shades of red, blue, and gold. Sold them for a cool 50 cents to third graders. Everything was hunky-dory until Mrs. Stalter saw one of my transactions, found the scattered pencil shavings under my desk, and called my parents. I was scolded by my mother and later praised by my father, a good businessman.
And a good poem.
Oh, thank you so much.
It has a kind of a humorous, effective ending.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of whimsy in there, too.
Okay, Matt, let's hear another.
Okay, I'm going to go with one. It's called Learning to Fish. She always stands at the last intersection before the on-ramp to the highway. Today, I don't look away. I stare into her eyes and they begin to well up. I park my car and write down how and where to get help. Shelter, food, guidance towards autonomy. I hand her my note, but the car behind me hands her money. I watch her crumple up my note and throw it down on the ground as she walks up Main Street to her vehicle.
Now, the first one sounded certainly like something from your own experience.
Yes, absolutely. This one hits home. I don't think that maybe money is always the way to help people. I think that you have to go the extra mile.
Another one?
Certainly. The next one I'm going to read is called Shadows. Her brother and I filed out of the school bus, waving to the bus driver, bouncing down to wait for his sister, who lingered in the back to flirt with her crush. Our smiles blazed like the sun reflecting from the crabgrass until we saw her drawstring catch in the door. The radio was on, and no one heard her screaming as the bus pulled away, dragging her under the wheels. Blood spattered our T-shirts. Her brother still smiles everywhere he goes and expects a smile in return, but sometimes I see the shadows embedded in the freckles of his iris where our childhood died.
And that, too, sounds like something that really happened.
Yes, absolutely. I was not personally there, but it definitely happened. I think that most good writing comes from true experiences. They can be manipulated, but for the most part, it should come from truth.
And most of your poetry originates in events that you have either heard about or observed and your reactions to them?
Yeah, it's not so impulsive. I usually like to sit on an idea for a little while and then come back to it and treat it as something new. But usually it comes from, you know, observation and participation in life.
And do these more or less flow out, or do you spend a lot of time revising?
The first time through, it flows out without a doubt. But after that, I definitely revise, and I go back, and I make sure I'm trying to stay focused. I have friends I like to send my poems to, and I call them my filters. So they kind of strain it out and put it where it needs to be.
Okay, one more?
Certainly. The last one is called Us. We always connect on some level. We are humans. We have blood. We can speak. Our cells are cells, allowing us movement while keeping us in. Atomically, we spin to sit. I hate this. You hate that. You understand. I love this. You love that. We understand.
And that is a more philosophical poem, a thoughtful
poem
about some of your feelings.
Certainly is.
And in addition to your own poetry, Matt, I know that you work with other poets and other forms of artists. Tell us briefly about that part of your life.
Currently, I am the managing editor of a local literary and arts publication. It's called the Mock Turtle Zine. We try to put one out about twice a year in conjunction with Urban Nights in downtown Dayton. And you can find them at most local coffee shops and venues in the Oregon District, also in Yellow Springs and various other places around town. If you're unable to find a copy, go ahead and shoot us a line on Facebook, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Where on Facebook?
We are Mock Turtle Zine on Facebook.
Okay, and I have seen copies of it. It's a beautifully produced publication, and it's free.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we're proud to provide Dayton with a little bit of more culture.
Thank you, Matthew Birdsall.